This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, first name Lorna, L-O-R-N-A, date of birth March 19, 1962, date of evaluation December 15, 2025. Referring physician is Dr. Porter. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as she injured the right gluteus minimus. The HPI, the patient is a 63-year-old female who reports a tearing injury on July 11, 2025, period. This occurred when she was crouched attempting to reach an item, period. She then felt a snap and pain, which she described as sharp, followed by intense burning in her thighs and butt cheeks, period. She continued to work for 2 months, period. However, pain did not improve, period. She sought medical help. She had initially noted that pain was 11/10 subjectively, but now is 1-2/10, period. It is worsened with certain motions, period. She has associated weakness, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She further reports that she is now developing compensative left knee pain, period. Her past medical history includes gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number, seasonal asthma, past surgical history, bilateral thumb release, next number, status post injection left knee, next number, total abdominal hysterectomy, next number, appendectomy, next number, cholecystectomy, next number, bilateral carpal tunnel release, next number, C5-6-7 fusion. The allergy, correction, the medications, Norco PRN, gabapentin, 1-TID, PRN, Flexeril, TID, Multivise, TID, 1-Daily, Pantoprazole, 1-Daily, Probiotic, 1-Daily, Albuterol, PRN, Chantix, Daily. The allergies, morphine results in breathing problems. Erythromycin results in nausea and vomiting. Sulfur results in hives. The social, the correction, family history. The father apparently had heart disease and further had problems with lymphoma. Aunt and uncle all had cancer, period. Social history, she notes cigarette smoking but denies drug use. She notes rare alcohol use. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 149/81, pulse 95, respiratory rate 18, height 63 inches, weight 173.2 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The skin reveals tattoos anteriorly involving the left forearm, period. Musculoskeletal, there is right hip tenderness on rotation. There is left knee tendonitis on passive range of motion exercise, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 89 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female who sustained a right hip injury, period. She is now scheduled for right hip gluteal tendon open repair for diagnosis S76.011A and S76.011A using general anesthesia. The patient is noted to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same, period. Blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, but this is not prohibitive with regards to her surgical procedure, period. The recommendation may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated, pending review of labs. Of note, her review of systems was performed and was essentially unremarkable. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Lorna Robertson.